Folks, it's time for three amazing true facts about the New England Patriots and some hogwash I made up. Did you know the New England Patriots play at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts? How do you spell Foxborough? Well, the official spelling is Foxborough, but did you know that the post office also accepts Foxboro? If you send a letter to either of those spellings, it'll get there. However, if you spell it Foxborrow, you're in for a world of hurt because that's Foxborough. And that's what rich people do when they need something to hunt on Sunday mornings. I get the fox part, but what's with the borough, Foxborough? I thought boroughs were only in New York City. New York City! I don't get the East Coast, man. Did you know that the Patriots were originally the Boston Patriots, and they were the last and final team in the original AFL when it formed in late 1959 and 1960? The Boston Patriots were not very successful in their beginning years. In fact, they didn't even have a home. They went from Nickerson Field to Harvard Stadium to Fenway Park to Alumni Stadium. All of those places served as home fields for the Boston Patriots. For a long time, they also played between periods of Boston Bruin games and right after the Zamboni swept the ice. Things were tough in those days. It's true, man. I mean, things were bad in those days. Not only did the Patriots play in between periods at the Bruins games, they used the hockey referees to save money. One year, the refs put the entire offensive line into the penalty box for too many men on the ice. Sad. There is a long rivalry between the New England Patriots and the New York Jets. They have played in the same division since the beginning of the American Football League in 1960. In fact, in their very first game against each other, the New York Titans, which the Jets were known as at the time, played the Boston Patriots, which of course is the New England Patriots name when they first started, at the Polo Grounds in New York. It was a dominant New York Titans game for most of the battle, leading 24-7 after three quarters. Amazingly, the Boston Patriots rushed for 109 yards in the fourth quarter to narrow the score 24-21. In the fourth quarter, the New York Titans were punting the ball when the punter fumbled the snap and a Boston player picked it up and ran it in for a touchdown and the winning score. And that was the first of many things the New York Jets have fumbled in the management of their team to this day. You know what the Jets need? They need to put Joe Namath back on the field. I don't care. Pump him full of steroids and put him in the game. Super Bowl. Super Bowl. You watch. I'm talking Super Bowl. Come on now. You know I'm right. Folks, that has been three amazing true facts about the New England Patriots and some balderdash and baloney I made up. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe.